This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Governor Mike DeWine will address the state this evening at 5:30 for an update on the coronavirus pandemic and the recent spike in cases and spread. DeWine canceled his expected Tuesday briefing without explanation. It was to be the first scheduled since the state hit a record number of newly confirmed cases on Friday of 1,500. The Ohio Department of Health reported 1,100 new coronavirus cases on Tuesday. WKSU will bring you the governor's address live tonight at 5:30 here on WKSU and streaming at WKSU.org. As the state is seeing an increase in COVID-19 cases, hospital rates are taking a jump in patients as well. State House correspondent Andy Chow has this story.
The state now has more than 64,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. The latest daily increase came in at 1,100. The 21-day trend of daily increases in total coronavirus cases is now an average of 1,041. The state was seeing a daily average of around 500 total new cases 3 weeks ago. The daily patient count in Ohio hospitals has seen a steady incline as well. Since July 5th, the number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients increased every day from 730 to now more than 1,000. The presumed recovery count is now at 46,200 people. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Ohio and three other states have been added to New York's quarantine list to contain the spread of COVID-19 from regions of the country where the infection rate is growing. The addition of Ohio, Minnesota, New Mexico, and Wisconsin to the list on Tuesday means that travelers from 22 states will be required to quarantine for 14 days upon entering New York. A new housing development could be coming to West Akron. City Council is considering selling about 17 vacant acres for $1 to developers who are planning to build about 80 townhouses, detached houses, and custom homes at the former Perkins Middle School. The $20 million project is a partnership between the city and Neighborhood Development Corporation and parent company Alpha Phi Alpha Homes. It's expected to be complete in 5 years. Ohio's craft breweries, a booming industry in the state, have been hard hit by the pandemic. This week, the Ohio Craft Brewers Association met with Ohio Senator Rob Portman, joining a national trade group pushing for lawmakers across the country to call for a permanent break on a federal excise tax on alcoholic beverages produced. They're also asking for a one-time tax break on spoiled beer that went bad as businesses closed in response to the surge of COVID-19. Akron's Akronym Brewery has found ways to thrive, but General Manager Joey Greising says things have changed.
You know, a lot of schools and offices, you know, people are working from home, so we lose, like, the Akron Public School buildings right by us, you know, a lot of office buildings, so those people aren't going to work. So they're not getting off work in downtown and stopping. They're already at home.
Greising says a new delivery service and a new food menu have helped offset the impact of fewer customers at the brewery. The Cleveland Department of Public Health says it has received more than 1,800 complaints about coronavirus safety guidelines since March. Cleveland.com reports callers made more than 2,400 allegations of misconduct, mostly regarding mass gatherings and a lack of social distancing. Today, Cleveland City Council is expected to introduce legislation that would issue fines to people not wearing masks in public spaces. A broad-based coronavirus testing program at a Lake Erie resort island has revealed a cluster of COVID-19 cases. The Sandusky Register reports that 66 people in Put-in Bay tested positive over the weekend. The Ottawa County Health Commissioner says more positives could be coming. The tests were conducted on nearly 1,000 residents by the Ohio National Guard and local agencies. It follows a busy July 4th holiday weekend that saw crowded bars and pools. After being shut down since March due to the pandemic, the Akron Art Museum reopens to members tomorrow and the general public next week. Interim Director John Fiume says they're taking precautions by providing a contactless experience, masks, and timed entry to limit crowds.
We are also, of course, increasing our cleaning and sanitizing procedures and processes. We also have signage throughout the museum that will guide visitors along a path that helps to ensure social distancing.
The museum reopening is expected to be greeted by protesters in response to the fallout of former director Mark Masuoka's resignation in May. Employees have accused him of making racist remarks and fostering a hostile work environment. The group started a change.org petition seeking the removal of the museum board's executive committee. This is WKSU.